Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be back.
You know, I wanted to spend a few moments today talking about the latest attack by the Wallodec worm. It seems like this latest wave is personalized virus attacks sent through email that blast out fake news alerts about shocking events that supposedly happen in or around a particular recipient's hometown. Can you tell us a little bit more about this attack?
Sure. What this is doing is advancing social engineering. The whole object of social engineering is to get people to do something that they wouldn't normally want to do, but they think they want to do. And that, in this case, is so that they'll install the virus or click on links and things like that. So one of the best ways to trick people into doing things is make the message seem relevant to them. So if I know that you live, or my program knows that you live in San Diego, then if I send you a news story about San Diego, it's more contextual. It makes more sense that you get something about San Diego than if you just out of the blue get something about some tiny town in Norway, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess how are they, you know, doing this type of geolocation?
I haven't actually spoke with our researchers about the technique used, but I can make a pretty educated guess about this. Your IP address gives a lot of information about where you're at. Now, it isn't foolproof because there's proxy servers, things like that, that will use a different IP address. But in San Diego, Comcast will have a range of IP addresses. Here in Seattle, where I live, Comcast has a range of IP addresses. All the ISPs use IP addresses, and they're tied to the location. So it's pretty easy to know the IP address of the computer. A program can figure that out programmatically. And once they've got that information, they know what area you live in and what the close metropolitan areas are. So by having that information, then they can target the email. So it says, you know, jet crashes on San Diego airport or something like that. And the sensationalistic headlines lure people. People just like, I got to see that, I got to see that. The worse it is, the more they want to see it. So my educated guess is that's how configurers using GeoIP, which is an interesting thought, because if you look forward, as mobile devices become more ubiquitous and have actual geo-positioning built into them, so you're not spoofing it, you know exactly where they're at, there's some interesting implications going on.
Interesting. Now, I know the threat that I have seen is appearing as a Reuters breaking news alert. Is it just Reuters that they're using as the news alert, or are they using other news organizations as well? And I guess, how can you tell the real alert from the attack?
One of the first signs is that you got the alert. If you didn't sign up for a news alert from Reuters or whatever news organization it claims to be from, it's fake. They're not going to send you these news alerts that you never signed up for. That's usually how could you be so foolish to fall for that? You never signed up for this alert. And it's like, oh yeah, I didn't, you know?
Absolutely.
Another thing to look at is what the link really is. Where does this URL take you to? So if it isn't going to the news organization itself, then there's a very, very strong probability that this is fake. And the probability approaches 100%. So look at what you're clicking on, look at where it's taking you to. So those are some of the top ways. Another great thing to do is keep your antivirus software up to date so that it gets detected coming in. Use anti-spam. Anti-spam will filter out a lot of them as well.
So some have been saying that the Wallodec worm is the successor to the Storm worm. Do you agree with that?
I think that's kind of abusing the term successor. I kind of think of like a monarchy or a dictatorship where something's passed down and down. I don't think Wallodec was passed down from Storm. It could have been created by the same authors. I haven't looked at the indications for that. But the Storm worm hasn't gone away. It's
right.
Not stepping down. It's the next Wallodec's the big one now that's getting most of the attention, and there will be others after Wallodec as well. And it makes, I guess, interesting commentary, but it's pretty irrelevant which one's the big one. People just need to take the proper steps to stop letting these things spread.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today about this latest attack. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.